Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
We dashed through the snow to bring you Sports Talk Radio today. But you didn't think you have a Christmas music reference at February 16th. What's up? Spencer on Sports with you here on this Thursday. Oh boy, what a lovely, lovely day out there. Winter storm warning continuing till 9 o'clock for much of eastern Iowa. Snow totals coming in. Our friends at Iowa's News Now reporting that about 4 or 5 inches in the general area. Iowa City, I was there for the women's basketball game last night. Brown grass on my walk from the parking lot into Carver Hawkeye Arena. Today, I'm guessing it's looking very white in Iowa City on the ground. That mud that was showing on the walk through campus last night. Yeah, it's probably covered in a thick layer of snow down in the Iowa City Coralville area this morning and across eastern Iowa. Again, winter storm warning in effect until 9. We'll get an update from meteorologist Rebecca Kobelman coming up here with the latest of forecast details in about 15 minutes or so here on the program here at KGYM. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac along for the ride as well. We are here and we'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And 319-366-1600, talk or text line wide open for you here on this snowy Thursday afternoon. We'll talk about that game that was in attendance for last night, the Hawkeyes and the Wisconsin Badgers. Got to pull out my Wisconsin accent whenever time I talk about the Badgers. I feel like I could get sued since there's a comedian, Charlie Behrens, that does the whole Midwesterner comedian shtick. Funny guy. One of my favorites. I feel like if I go too far into the "yeah, dare guy" kind of Wisconsin youper accent, might have a nice cease and desist letter come to us here at the station. So we'll keep it to a minimum. We'll talk about another dominant victory for Bluter's Bunch, the 27th straight win. When you look up dominance in the sports dictionary in eastern Iowa, if there is such a thing, I don't think there is. There might be. I don't know. You will see one of the definitions they give you. You're going to your dictionary app to be more 2023 with my reference. You will see the Iowa women's basketball streak over Wisconsin dating back to 2007. 27 straight victories, 30-point win as the Hawkeyes sweep the season series from Wisconsin last night. Talk about that. Talk about Iowa State's win over the TCU Horned Frogs over in Ames last night. Get to that in just a bit as well. Also talk about a good one in the Big Ten last night. Talked about it was like a sneaky, like, wait, did we, what? Indiana Northwestern playing for second place? What's going on? Turned out to be a pretty darn good basketball game in the end last night in Evanston. Caught the tail end of that one. Talk about that. And a preview, big one tonight. You'll be dashing through the snow to get to Carver tonight as the Iowa men will take on Ohio State. Looking for some revenge after losing in Columbus earlier this season. Two teams going in much different directions since that game back in late January. We'll talk about that and hear from Fran McCaffrey in just a bit. Got kind of a hodgepodge the rest of the way. Some NBA news and notes. Got some NFL stuff to get to. Some XFL stuff to get to as well. Interesting things happening there with the season on the horizon. ESPN Radio, if you're listening to Fitz and Harry just before we came on, talking about studio shows for the XFL, and they've been talking with all the different coaches of the XFL team, so kind of getting you hyped up for the XFL here, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But it is, I'm thinking warm thoughts today. I've got my brand new Brewers zip up on, thinking warm thoughts because they are in Arizona where it's sunny blue skies and nice weather, and I'm looking out at the snow here in eastern Iowa. And the Brewers doing everything in their power to get an early start. And I know, listeners, you have been eagerly awaiting since the end of the Brewers baseball season last year to the start of spring training here this year in 2023. You've been eagerly awaiting the return of Spencer Complains About the Brewers. I know all of you are just, you know, going to throw a celebration because Spencer complains about the Brewers is soon to be back on your radio dials here at KGYM. The audio I don't have the audio ready. I apologize, but the interview I retweeted at SW on the radio, by the way, on Twitter, from Corbin Burnes, star pitcher for the Brewers, about how he was treated. They went to arbitration over less than $750,000. And some of the things Corbin had to say about the way he was treated by Milwaukee in that hearing. Whoo boy. We may have Spencer complains about the Brewers later on in the show. Just a fair warning. If you want to mute your radio, I'll give you that opportunity now. 319-366-1600. We'll see. We got some other baseball stuff to get to. Rob Manfred still not getting the point about blackouts from yesterday. I know Todd talked about that. Todd Rommelkamp show here in KGYM. We'll get into baseball later on in the program here today. 319-366-1600 at 211-2271. Chiming in, it is very white out today. Yes, sending a picture of a car at a local gas station in the ditch. Yes, yeah. I think it's been cleared now. There was a big semi, like two semis, three semis, jackknife just north of Boyson Road on 380 earlier today. I know I-80 had some issues. DOT showing partial to complete coverage all across the area with the snow still coming down. So be safe. All you know, little giggles and laughs and jokes aside, if you do have to be anywhere today, this afternoon, heading home from work, doing whatever you have to do. If you are working today, I don't have the ability to work from home. Just got to, you know, run some errands, go to the grocery store, whatever. Just be safe. Be cognizant of the weather. We'll leave it at that. All right, 12 minutes into the show, we should probably get to some sports here on the program. But let's go in order here of what we saw last night, starting with just down the road in Iowa City, a much less snowy Iowa City last night, as I referenced before. And really, the Hawkeyes did last night, the Iowa women did last night what needed to be done. And they won the game. A little slow start. Badgers are up by seven in that first half. That was their largest lead of the game in the first quarter, really, of that basketball game. 14-0 run by Iowa. Took the lead, never trailed again in the game. Wasn't the biggest performance in the world from Caitlin Clark, but she scored and she distributed the basketball. Hawkeyes dominated points in the paint, were extremely successful at getting points off turnovers, and essentially did what they had to do and took care of business against a team below them in the standings. Didn't lose the game, as we heard Lisa Bluter talk about on yesterday's show. You don't want to take a bad loss, at this point of the season, considering what's at stake. Still potential for a Big Ten regular season championship, playing for seeding, playing for, hosting in the women's tournament. Don't want to drop a game that's as sure of a win as you can get against a team that you've owned, like I said, 27 now straight wins for Iowa on the women's side against Wisconsin. And they did that. They took care of business last night, and Caitlin Clark addressed that. Why it was so important to come in, take care of business, and get out with a victory last night.
Very important. I think, that's kind of something we've talked about the last few days. It's like, these are the games that, you win a Big Ten regular season title. And if you don't take care of, every single game, you don't have the chance to, hoist the trophy at the end of the regular season. So, you have to come to play every single night. And I think our team understands that just because, we've kind of been through it, especially last year. It really comes down to every single game. And if you have one slip up, that can really cost you. So not only do I think that, but I think just getting better. We can go out there and beat them, but we want to get better at the same time. So I think executing and running our stuff to the best of our ability that's going to help people get better was also a focus for us.
Caitlin Clark last night, 24 points on just 12 field goals. She made 9 of her 12 field goals attempted, was 4 of 7 from 3, dished out 8 assists, grabbed 6 rebounds. So no double-double, no triple-double, but still facilitating other scorers and scoring herself. Very efficient, 9 of 12, like I said, from the floor. Monica Sinano, 19 points, 6 rebounds. Her postmate, if you will, Hannah Stolke, 9 points and 7 rebounds last night. Hawkeyes dominating the paint, like I mentioned, 48-14 against Wisconsin last night. McKenna Warnock, the Madison native, 16 points for the Hawkeyes last night. Kate Martin adding in 7 points and 4 assists. Bench got some action last night. Sid Fulter scoring. Taylor McCabe had a 3. So a lot of players that maybe don't see a ton of reps for the team in game situations getting that last night. And like I said, points off turnovers big in that one. 16 turnovers by the Badgers last night, 25 points for the Hawkeyes off those 16 turnovers against Wisconsin. So a 30-point win for the Badgers, or for the, oh boy, caused some panic last night. Right there, 30-point win for the Hawkeyes over the Badgers last night as they improved to 21-5 overall, 13-2 in Big Ten play. Fun game to be at. You know, weeknight games are against bad teams. You know, you don't want to make excuses for you know, situations like that. But not a full house last night. Good crowd, good solid crowd. Were loud when they had to be. Were quiet when they had to be. You know, good energy in the building last night for the Gold Out game at Carver. If I had one gripe, I'll say this, and I'm sure many of you will agree, or you know, they would be like, "What are you complaining about, Wagon?" But one gripe, as a bigger individual, the seats, the general admission seats, not easy to squeeze into for us bigger gentlemen. That is my one gripe for attending the game. The handful of games that I have attended in my short time here in Eastern Iowa at Carver Hawkeye Arena, just bigger. Bigger seats, please, for the Husky gentleman in Eastern Iowa. Who's with me? 319-366-1600. But no, fun experience. Great to see a win. Great to see Iowa take care of business last night. One thing I tweeted about this, too, on Twitter. Kind of ironic. I'm sure nothing was, you know, nothing bad was meant by it. No ill will meant by it from the Iowa game day or athletics or whoever puts the stuff together and stuff like that. But kind of interesting, and somebody's probably going to tell me, well, she's always the first off the bench. What are you talking about? But first player introduced last night for Iowa against Wisconsin was the Madison native, McKenna Warnock. And a rather interesting emphasis on from Madison, Wisconsin, McKenna Warnock. Also, found it interesting, the this day in Hawkeye history was another former Wisconsin native, Megan Gustafson, getting her number retired, jersey retired. Yeah. Are they taking a little dig? Maybe. Like I said, I don't think any ill will was meant, but you notice those things. I do, being someone who grew up 20 minutes west of Madison and is not the biggest Badger fan in the world. I digress. 218, Iowa women took care of business last night, winning 91-61. Three tough games coming up. Nebraska played them tough. Huskers played them tough at Carver a couple weeks ago. 4-point game came down to be at the end. Heading out to Lincoln. It's going to be, I heard Lisa Bluter mention it in the post-game press conference, a pink out, so you know there's going to be some support there. And obviously with Iowa coming to town, they've got fans coming in to want to see Caitlin Clark play in person. And, should be a good game. Nebraska wants to get that win. They lost last night, losing to Minnesota. So they're looking a little extra motivated, you'd think, after that loss to the Gophers last night in women's action. So the Huskers up next, then rematches with Maryland and Indiana. The Terps game on the road, and then the Hoosiers game, of course, to close out the regular season. Just announced today, by the way, in case you missed it, the final game of the regular season for the Iowa women. Set to be preceded by College Game Day. College Game Day coming to Iowa City for that Sunday, February 26th contest against Indiana. Indiana still number 2 in the country. They've got Michigan tonight. That should be a good one in Bloomington. Hoosiers playing really good basketball right now. Of course, Michigan taking a step back from last year, how good they were last year, but still top 15 in the country, currently sitting at number 12 in the AP poll. So that is going to be a fun environment in Iowa City coming up a week from Sunday on the 26th, close out the regular season. Iowa obviously wants to get a little revenge for the loss in Bloomington last week. And now College Game Day. They are realizing the magnitude of the contest coming up. So they will be here on the 26th, I believe, 10 to 11 a.m. on the 26th. I don't have the release in front of me, but that news did come out earlier today. 319-366-1600. Men's action from last night. Looking at the scoreboard from last night, the Iowa State men winner last night. Did not trail last night. In the contest, a pretty evenly matched game against TCU. If you saw any of the game, TCU, of course, dealing with some injuries. It was, you look at the stat lines, it wasn't anything that really, you know, when it comes to runs or when it comes to, you know, big time performances, seemed like a pretty evenly matched affair. The one thing you take away from that game and really that spelled the difference in the game is the Cyclones beat TCU last night 70-59. Free throws. I say it a billion zillion times here on the show. Free throws matter. They did last night over in Ames. Cyclones made 15 of 17 at the foul line. TCU, meanwhile, just 6 of 18. 6 of 18 from the foul line. That is brutal for the Horned Frogs. As, you know, you make even, what, half of those. You're probably closer in the game. But 6 of 18 from the foul line. Cyclones had an 11-point advantage at halftime. Got out to a nice start. 10-0 run. I think it was 15-2. Missed the early part of that game getting back from Iowa City last night. But Iowa State, a game both teams needed to have. Iowa State dropped those two games last week, losing to West Virginia and then Oklahoma State at home last week Saturday. Iowa State breaking the two-game losing streak, and now TCU. They have lost four in a row, now below 500 in the Big 12. A completely different team over these last handful of weeks here. And Cyclones looking to right the ship here. Couple tough ones coming up. At K-State, the next one. Then they play at Texas. So really, really tough games coming up. K-State, of course, losing in Ames a few weeks ago. Texas... also, looking to get some revenge there, so we'll see if Iowa State can maybe split those two. But Cyclones getting the win over TCU last night. Jazz Kuntz, the high scorer for them. 22 points, career high for him, 7 of 10 from the floor, 5 three-pointers in the contest for Coach T.J. Otzelberger and the Cyclones, who improved to 13-1. 13-1 for the season at Hilton Coliseum. Again, Iowa State, K-State coming up Saturday, 1 p.m. tip-off. We'll have it for you at noon, courtesy of Learfield Sports here on KGYM. Let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll extend our hoops talk, hoops coverage into the next segment, and we'll toss in a little NBA update as well as the schedule lightens up here. The All-Star break is on the horizon. The Rising Stars game is tomorrow night with the dunk contest and skills competition as well this weekend, followed by the true All-Star game coming up. We do have a little bit more college basketball to get to. Big Ten action tonight, Iowa and Ohio State from Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll talk about that, look back on that Northwestern Indiana game from last night as well, and talk a little NBA coming up too. It's Spencer on Sports with you on a snowy Thursday here at KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And winter storm warnings continue as snow persists this afternoon. We will start to lighten up as we head into this evening, but still could have some snow falling and some breezy conditions leading to blowing and drifting snow, especially in open and rural areas. As we head through the night tonight, the snow will wind down. Colder air will move in. Temperatures drop down into the single digits with wind chills below zero tomorrow morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Working out has proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At iGym, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers who can tailor a plan for weight loss and strength, group exercise classes, saunas, and other amenities to help you keep a positive work-life balance.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining iGym for me.
Start your health journey for less than a dollar a day. Come in for a free tour or go to joinigymia.com to learn more.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark Health Insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
It's your last chance to get a free rug when you update your furniture at Menards. That's right. Buy any in-stock upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. The sale ends February 18th. If you need a new chair, sectional recliner, or loveseat, you better buy one today to get a free rug. Hurry to Menards while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Sweetness is in the air. Sweethearts, sweet treats. And now Imon is offering the sweetest deal of the year on their fastest reliable fiber internet service. Sign up with Imon and get free internet service for 2 full months. That's right. Iowa's most reliable internet, one all-in monthly price, 2 full months free. All backed by the sweetest local customer support available. The best deal of the year is only available until February 26th. So give Imon a try today and enjoy 2 full months of internet free. Visit go.imon.net/radio to make the switch to Imon. New residential customers only. Other restrictions apply.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:26, back with you here on a Thursday afternoon. It's Spencer on Sports on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. Streaming live at KGYMradio.com. We're also available on the free-to-download app for your smartphone. Head to your app store and grab it today. Local programming with you every weekday from 2 until 6 here at KGYM. 319-366-1600. Poll question for you at KGYMradio.com. With the snow and the late start tonight for Iowa and Ohio State at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, we're asking you kind of an interesting poll question, interesting take on the game. Will there be more than 10,000 people at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight? Yes or no? You can vote at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN2, Hawkeyes and Buckeyes tonight. Two teams going in kind of different directions. Iowa, 3.5 games out of first, half game out of third, and 1.5 games back of second place in the Big Ten after last night's result from Evanston, where Northwestern beat Indiana on a last-second shot. We'll get to that here coming up in just a bit. But the Hawkeyes sitting at 16-9 overall, 8-6 in the Big Ten. They've won 4 of their last 5 and 8 of 11 dating back to January 5th. Of course, had their win streak, their three-game win streak broken with a loss to Purdue a week ago in West Lafayette. Bounced back, had a rough first half, but closed the deal at Minnesota, winning by 12 over the last place Golden Gophers. Ohio State, meanwhile, and we talked about this when Iowa played there in Columbus, kind of felt like it was kind of a desperation moment for Ohio State. They were on a 5-game losing streak, back to 3 losses in a row to Minnesota, Rutgers, and Nebraska. Toss-in losses to Maryland and Purdue in there. And, boy, they were on a rough patch, and they used a big second half to beat the Hawkeyes 93-77 back on January 21st. Well, they've gone back into the doldrums here, have the Buckeyes, and they've lost 6 in a row, 11 of their last 12. And, in fact, the only win in that stretch was that win over the Hawkeyes back on January the 21st. Their last time out was a game against Michigan State on Sunday. Michigan State holding them to 41 points in that contest. Spartans winning 62-41. The Buckeyes 3-11 in league play. If it weren't for Minnesota being 1-12, they would be at the bottom of the league so far, and tough road coming up for them at Iowa tonight, at Purdue on Sunday. They host Penn State, they host Illinois, they host Maryland, and they close the year at Michigan State on March 4th. So doesn't look any easier for the Buckeyes coming up here in Iowa. You know, some tough games coming up, but some winnable games as well on their schedule, and especially playing at home, you know, seeing how well Iowa's played at home against pretty much everybody this year, save for a couple teams, looking at you, Eastern Illinois. But gotta take care of business tonight. Ohio State team that's reeling. Still a solid team. They've got some talent. We know that. But they are in a very, very rough stretch here. And you certainly don't want to be seeing your team, if you're the Hawkeyes, seeing you as a team, to put it in better language, get swept by a team that is one spot away from being in the basement of the Big Ten here. Fran McCaffrey and his media availability earlier this week talked about Ohio State and how their season has gone since they last played back on January 21st.
They're an interesting team because, you know, they play hard and they've got a lot of pieces and they're right there. Obviously, unfortunate situation against Wisconsin, but obviously they have our attention. You know, they beat us, you know, by 16, and you know, they're in the fight every day. You can tell Chris has got them still playing hard, playing together, and you know, I think when you look at their, like I said, you look at the individual pieces that they have. They got a lot of different guys that can score. They have a lot of different guys that can post up. They compete defensively. They've got, you know, some 3-point shooters, and they've got some depth. So a team that we have the utmost respect for.
Fran also asked about his assessment of the team about 25 games into the season. What does he see that he likes and what can be improved on down the stretch here?
And we've absorbed, you know, our share of injury and sickness and so forth. I think we've competed, been fairly consistent in that area. You know, for the most part, we've shot it well. We've had some games where we have not. And obviously, you hope that that doesn't happen. But I do think when we haven't shot it well, it hasn't because we took bad shots. It just didn't go in. You know, we still move it and share it. So from that standpoint, you know, pleased with the unselfishness of the group. And obviously, we have six games left, all against really good teams. You got to make sure that you're locked into the game plan, that you're staying true to who you are. You know, we're gonna push it, but we're gonna be smart with it. We got to fight defensively, and we got to fight on the glass. Did a really good job on the glass on Sunday. Obviously a lot harder against Purdue with their incredible size, but, you know, did not do a good job there. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can improve on, but at the end of the day, you got to defend and rebound.
Fran McCaffrey speaking to the media earlier this week ahead of tonight's game against Ohio State. One stat to look at: Hawkeyes at home this year 12-2. Meanwhile, on the road, Ohio State a much different team. 8 of their 11 wins have come at home this season. They are just 1-7 away from home this season in true road games. So the Buckeyes definitely struggling on the road, struggling in general, as they are in the midst of that six-game losing streak. 3 of the last 6 that they've lost have been on the road. Lost by 9 to Illinois, lost by 16 to Indiana on the road, and then lost to Michigan two Sundays ago on the 5th, losing 77-69. In Ann Arbor. So 1-7 on the road, imperative to defend your home court tonight if you are Iowa and get the win tonight in front of whatever crowd may be there at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, considering the late night and the weather conditions. But I think it's going to be a decent crowd. People going to brave the elements, go out, watch. Well, it should be a good basketball game tonight against Ohio State. Still plenty of talent. Bryce Sensabaugh, last time you saw him against Iowa, scored 27 points. Isaac Likely, Justice Suing, all playing decent basketball this year. They have played decent basketball in their careers. Of course, Sensabaugh, just a freshman. But got to take care of business tonight at home if you are Iowa. One other Big Ten game on the docket tonight, that is number 3 Purdue going to a place where Maryland doesn't lose. That's at home. The Terps are 13-1 at home, and Purdue still 2 games up on Northwestern in the Big Ten standings. Purdue needing a win here as they, of course, come off that loss to Northwestern. Lost 2 of their last 3. One win of that stretch, of course, was over the Hawkeyes a week ago tonight, but lost to Indiana, beat Iowa, lost to Northwestern. Don't want to repeat that losing effort in a tough place to play. Going up against the Terps tonight, 13-1 at home is Maryland as they welcome number 3 Purdue into College Park tonight. The big game last night, the only game on the schedule, again, Minnesota and Michigan State. Their contest last night was postponed because of the shooting on Michigan State's campus on Monday. Athletic events for much of this week have been postponed. It sounds like things for the Spartans are going to resume here starting this weekend. But the only game on the docket tonight was a good one. Northwestern racing out to a 39-20 halftime lead, holding on Boo Booey with the go-ahead basket with 2 seconds left, finishing with 21 points as Northwestern knocked off number 14 Indiana 64-62 last night. Jalen Hood-Schifino had a chance at a half-court heave, almost went down but just missed as Northwestern pulled the upset over number 14 Indiana. I think Northwestern, you gotta rank them, don't you? Northwestern, come on, give him some love. I think bracketology is still showing him, still showing Chris Collins's team as number 7, I think, 7 seed. I know they didn't have the strongest non-conference schedule. They're 10-5 in Big Ten play, but come on, let's give the Wildcats some love. I know this Iowa still has to play them. That's Sunday, so maybe not too much love at this point if you're an Iowa fan, but. Northwestern playing some good basketball. Chris Collins was actually on Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night on ESPN Radio and talked about a chance to make some history for the Wildcats this season.
We got a lot of flack the last couple of years. We were a team. We lost a lot of close games. We were kind of the team that was competitive but just couldn't get over the hump. And to see these guys just continue to stick with it, to be loyal to the program, be loyal to each other. As a coach, it's been really fun for me to just kind of focus on the strategy part and the game plans and kind of be along for the ride with their leadership and to see the joy in their faces and our fan base. And, we're a program that doesn't have a lot of history, doesn't have a lot of tradition, and that's great. When you can be in a position to create history, and I think we're doing that again this year, which has been really fun.
Northwestern's Chris Collins from Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night on ESPN Radio, heard most weeknights right here on KGYM. CBS Sports and Jerry Palm is giving Northwestern some love. Joe Lenardi, his last update earlier this week, had them as a 7 seed, but Jerry Palm does daily updates. He's got the Wildcats up to a 5 playing in the Midwest Regional, if the bracket in his bracket projection, for what it's worth, not as much. Let's see. It's kind of interesting to look at their opinions of the teams between the Jerry Palms, the Mike DeCourcy's, the Joe Lenardi's of the world. No, last update, Lenardi had Iowa as a 6-11 matchup. Jerry Palm has Iowa as an 8. So, differing opinions from these bracketologists as you look at it. Of course, nothing's an exact science, but a couple seed line difference between some of the key guys talking about college basketball and doing their bracket projections here in mid-February. Iowa State, for what it's worth, Jerry Palm, his update today has the Cyclones as a 4, playing VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, in Orlando. 5-12 matchup would be Miami and Southern Miss, so you get potentially Iowa State Miami for the second year in a row. See if that plays out if that actually happens in the brackets, but interesting to see where the differences are in the NCAA tournament projections at this point in the season. Don't want to ignore the MVC too. Drake Bulldog fans, I know you're out there. Give me like a woof woof on the text line, 319-366-1600. Drake beat UNI last night. Sorry, Panthers fans. I gotta play the middle here between the two fan bases. But Drake beating Northern Iowa last night, 82-74, sweeping that season series. Tucker DeVries with 19. Roman Penn had 16 in the win for the Bulldogs. Bowen Bourne with 16. Trey Campbell had 15 in the loss for UNI. 8th straight win for Drake. The 5th straight loss for UNI last night up at the McLeod Center. And some big news in the college basketball world last night. We had another number one team lose. You don't want to be the number one team, apparently, in college basketball. The 8th time a number one team has lost this year, Alabama falling to Tennessee 68-59. So remember, Alabama was number one in the polls for the first time in like 20 years. like the 02-03 season. I think, believe, Milwaukee Bucks legend Mo Williams was on that team back 20 years ago. But, yeah, another loss for a number one team. It ties the 8 losses by a number one ranked team. Ties the 93-94 season for the most in a regular season in the AP poll era. Poor Purdue. Can we say poor Purdue? I'm saying it. I just said it, so I got to stand behind it. But Purdue has lost 3 times this year as number one. Houston's lost twice. North Carolina's lost twice. And now Alabama has lost as the number one team. So if we're looking at the polls, and let me pull the polls up here this afternoon. I would believe Houston, barring a loss here, they play SMU tonight. I think they play Memphis this weekend. I would say Houston's probably back at number one come Monday. Maybe Purdue number two. Maybe it's weird. It's interesting to see this top of the poll here. Not many candidates for number one. Maybe you see like a Texas move up a couple. I don't know. I think Houston's going to be your surefire number one come Monday with the loss by Alabama. But you don't want to be the number one team apparently this year. Get to number one, it's almost sure you're taking an L. Some good ones last night in college hoops. Virginia escaping Louisville 61-58. Marquette, my beloved Golden Eagles, winning on a tip-in late, beating Xavier 69-68. Go Golden Eagles. All the Iowa teams are out. I'm pulling for Marquette in the NCAA tournament, that is for sure. You mentioned Houston in action tonight, hosting or taking on SMU. UCLA taking on Stanford. Arizona playing Utah tonight. Gonzaga in action as well at Loyola Marymount. St. Mary's playing San Diego. Florida Atlantic also in action, taking on Middle Tennessee. Quick look at the NBA before we get to a break here. Last night, schedule winding down here as we head into the All-Star break, but some highlights from last night. Probably the best game of the night was that Philly-Cleveland game. It was ESPN's feature game of the night. Joel Embiid scoring 29 in a 118-112 win as the Sixers outdueled Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs last night. In Philly, Bulls losing to the Pacers 117-113. Buddy Hield with 27 for Indy to lead the way there. Zach LaVine with 35 and 11 in the loss for Chicago. So Charlotte beat San Antonio. Who isn't beating San Antonio this season? Spurs are having a very bad year. Charlotte beating San Antonio 120-110. New York, the Knicks, 28 from Jalen Brunson in a win over the Hawks yesterday as well. Boston beating Detroit 127-109. Jason Tatum with 38 there. Brooklyn getting 45 from Mikal Bridges. Trade piece in the Kevin Durant trade. 45 from him in a win over the Heat 116-105. Memphis beating Utah. Sorry, Isaac. 117-111. Oklahoma City over Houston 133-96. Denver over Dallas 118-109. Another day, yawn, another triple-double for Nikola Jokic, 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. I'm not bored by Nikola Jokic. I like watching him play. Seems like every day I do the NBA show prep. Triple-double, Nikola Jokic. Day that ends in Y, and he's got one. As a Denver beats Dallas, 118-109, Luka Doncic with 37. LeBron with 21 in a win over New Orleans last night, 120-102. Three games on the docket tonight, two of them on TNT. Bucks and Bulls tonight from Chicago. You've also got the Timberwolves and the Washington Wizards tonight. That's not on national TV. And then the Clippers taking on the Phoenix Suns. Saw on NBA Today on ESPN, I believe Kevin Durant being introduced by the Suns. I'm not sure if he's playing, but he's being introduced by the Suns today before that matchup against Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and the Los Angeles Clippers. 2:43 coming up on 2:44. We'll get to a little baseball talk on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports with you for a snowy Thursday on the Gym.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Des Moines area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 515-518-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
This weekend is All-Star Weekend on ESPN Radio. First, tomorrow night, the Jordan Rising Stars kick off All-Star Weekend. Then it's All-Star Saturday Night, featuring the Skills Challenge, the three-point contest, and the NBA Slam Dunk. Finally, on Sunday night, Team LeBron and Team Giannis go head-to-head in the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, wow!
Coverage of NBA All-Star Weekend from ESPN Radio is right here on The Gym. Back at 2:45, Spencer on Sports with you here for this Thursday afternoon, leading up till 3 o'clock. Gym class in between 3 and 4 with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6 today. We'll let you know what's on tap for the rest of our local shows coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Plow going back and forth. One of our neighbors here at the radio station on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Be safe out there. We talked a little bit about the weather. Winter storm warning continues till 9 o'clock for much of eastern Iowa. Mostly Cedar Rapids, Iowa City areas to the south and then to the northeast. But if you're anywhere in eastern Iowa, there's been some snow. You can see that if you look outside. So be safe if you're heading out late tonight. Good news is I'm looking at the forecast here. I see tomorrow 23, so, you know, not warm, but Saturday partly sunny and 39, Sunday partly sunny and 40. So just like last week, we got the snow on Thursday, and then there it goes by the weekend. I won't complain about that, that's for sure. 319-366-1600. To baseball, I told you I'm thinking warm thoughts. I got my brand new Brewers quarter zip on today. Kind of regretting wearing that, considering what we heard from Corbin Burns and his thoughts on the arbitration hearing that was had. I mentioned top of the show, the Brewers going to arbitration with Corbin Burns, their star pitcher. One of their star pitchers, of course, Brandon Woodruff, a very good pitcher as well. Freddie Peralta having some good seasons here. But Corbin Burns, their Cy Young winner. And Corbin was not happy. If you see the audio, if you hear the audio, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but wasn't too thrilled with how things went. They went to arbitration over under $750,000. Brewers wanted to pay him $10.01 million. Burns wanted $10.75 million. Yeah, not a good look. And Corbin Burns said the direct quote, and I'll pull it up here from one of the beat writers from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If I can find it here. There we go. This is great radio. Me scrolling my Twitter account. Man, this is what you guys tune into this show for. Me scrolling Twitter. The direct quote from Corbin Burns, "You learn your true value in the organization." When he talks about how the arbitration loss and arbitration hearing went. Also revealed that he felt disrespected in the hearing, and I'll toss in the word allegedly because I don't know what the Brewers said, but there was apparently some at least partial placing of the blame on Corbin Burns for the team missing the playoffs last year. Don't think it was Corbin Burns' fault they missed the playoffs, but I digress. And yes, folks, this has been Spencer Complains About the Brewers. Pitchers and catchers report, and it is back. Yes. Off to a great start. Yes. I hope to have positive conversations about the Milwaukee Brewers at some point. I do plan, and this is a little glimpse into the future, as we get further towards spring training here and into the meat and potatoes of spring training, doing a baseball preview series with you that is currently in the works. It's the first time I've mentioned it live on the air, but we're going to do a baseball preview series here on the show coming up in the month of March leading up to opening day. So working on that, going to have some legit discussion, not just me whining and complaining about my favorite team, because I know nobody likes to hear that content, but it's my show. I can do what I want. We'll have that content coming up in the next month. But Corbin Burnes speaking today did not sound too happy. Would not be surprised if he is not with the team at a certain point this year. Maybe the trade deadline. We'll see. But the news, at least from one of the teams in the National League Central. Another big story coming into this time of the year is some rule changes. There are a number of different rule changes that the MLB has put into place starting here with the 2023 season, like those new pitch clocks and larger bases and changes to the shift, banning the shift. Those are just some of those rule changes coming to Major League Baseball this season. And ESPN's Jeff Passan talks about how players are reacting to those changes leading up to the start of the season.
There's some skepticism among players, but I think they all understand that this was an inevitability. The average game time in Major League Baseball was 3 hours, 7 minutes last year. It was 3 hours, 11 minutes the year before. And with testing in the minor leagues last year, with the pitch clock in particular, the average game time dropped about 25 minutes. Now, it's not just the time of game that Major League Baseball is looking at. They're looking at the pace of it as well. They realize the athletes in baseball these days are better than they have ever been before. So why not try and go back to that 1970s, 1980s brand of baseball where you have stolen bases and where you have defensive plays and where all of those things are priorities as opposed to the home run ball becoming such an enormous part of the game now. I think the combination of those two things, players understand, even though it's going to be uncomfortable to start off with, they'll get used to it like they do all the other rules, and in the end, it'll be best for the game.
ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting there in case you missed some of those changes. The pitch clock, if you went to any minor league games, including Cedar Rapids Colonels games, you probably got a little preview of that within the last year. But pitchers will have 15 seconds now to throw a pitch with the bases empty and 20 seconds with a runner on base. Hitters will need to be in the batter's box with 8 seconds on the pitch clock starting this year. Size of the bases has changed. They'll increase from 15 inches to 18 inches. And then the shift changing as well. Letter of the law stating that basically when a pitch is thrown, all four infielders are required to be on the infield dirt or infield grass with two on each side of second base. Players can move as soon as the ball leaves the pitcher's hand. So those among the changes here in 2023. Jeff Passan weighing in there, of course, about how the players feel about those changes. Fans, of course, have their opinions, but the players are going to be the ones living it on the field. And important to think about what they have to say as well. One other thing, and I know this has been covered before, but Rob Manfred still getting asked about blackouts. There's a whole story, and we don't have time to go into the meat and potatoes of it, but there's impending bankruptcy of the Diamond Sports Group that owns the Bally Sports Regional Networks, which is obviously going to affect quite a few teams, a lot of them here in the Midwest. Brewers, Cardinals are on Bally. Royals, I think, are on Bally as well. I know the Twins are, too. So bankruptcy from that network, not just affecting baseball, but basketball and hockey as well. The blackout's still coming up, and Rob Manfred asked yesterday, and his direct quote was, "Blackouts are the kind of opposite side of the coin to reach. We need to deliver the product to fans who want to watch on platforms that they customarily use at a realistic price." He says that is our number one priority. So blackouts, why are you asking about those? We want to improve the product. Well, if nobody's watching the product, okay, it might be the best product ever, but nobody's watching. That's kind of a problem, is it not? Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong. 2:53, got to take a quick 60-second timeout. One more baseball note to share back to wrap it up after this on the gym.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Back at 2:55, Spencer on Sports, winding down here for Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow recapping that Iowa-Ohio State game, men's action. Tonight, we'll look back on that, preview the weekend ahead, dive into all the latest headlines from the sports world. We've got the XFL coming back this weekend. I know so many of you are excited about that, but we might take a look at some of the games that you can tune into if you so choose to. This weekend. Promised one other baseball note. The Big Ten baseball poll is out. The Iowa Hawkeyes baseball team projected to finish third in the Big Ten preseason poll behind Maryland and Rutgers. The Terps projected to win the league, picked to win the league. Rutgers picked to finish second, Iowa third, Illinois fourth, Nebraska fifth, and Indiana sixth. The Hawkeyes getting three players on the Big Ten preseason honors list: Keaton Anthony, Will Christopherson, and Ty Langenberg. The three Hawkeyes named to the Big Ten preseason honors list. They only picked the top six teams, so everybody else, it's kind of your guess to figure out where the rest of them will fit into the Big Ten puzzle this year. Hawkeyes will start their season tomorrow, actually. They're in Florida. Much better weather there as well. Baseball weather down in Florida. We'll try to get you some updates during the show tomorrow. No Iowa softball in action this weekend, too, part of the Big Ten ACC Softball Challenge. They're doing that now as well. That'll wrap it up for us. Gym class on the way. Rob Brooks joining the guys at 3:15, along with the coach, Kevin Lehman, at 3:30. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6 as well. Have a great rest of your day. Be safe on the roads. Have fun shoveling as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here in the gym.